Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Roads became desperately needed in southern Oregon in the mid-1800s as the growth of mining and agriculture required more access to markets. One road project envisioned linking Jackson and Josephine counties to provide river access and to open trade and travel to Crescent City on the California coast. County courts were in charge of road projects, but Josephine County didn't always have enough money or the manpower to get the job done. In 1860, the county court solved the problem by passing a law requiring all able-bodied men between the ages of 21 and 50 to work on public roads in their road districts. Jailed men were exempt. Citizens assigned to a project at a place appointed by a supervisor had to arrive at 8 a.m. with their own tools and work the whole day, industriously and diligently. The law required men to work 2 8-hour days of faithful labor on the projects. Supervisors reported truancy to the court. Men could avoid hard labor and meet their obligations by paying their supervisors $2. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Demscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.